Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues and concerns to you and your family. Each week, this show explores a wide variety of topics. And now here's your host, Francine Marie.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Francine Marie. So glad you could join us this morning. I bet the most Googled word right now is allergies. Everybody's suffering with them. Well, you know, with spring comes April showers and May flowers, and the weather gets sunny and warm. But the result of that, the recipe, are allergies. Well, we've got our expert on the line this morning with us. We have Dr. McEldonnelly with us. He is with Allergy and Asthma Care Blakeney, located at 8840 Blakeney Professional Drive, right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going over there? I bet you guys are extremely busy.
Definitely been busy with the pollen counts being as high as they have been. We've been having a lot of miserable patients here in the Charlotte area. I think the major tree pollen in the Charlotte area, is definitely tree pollen. And especially this time of year, the oak trees especially.
If we have an oak tree outside our bedroom window, that's the culprit, huh?
Well, certainly if you had an oak tree like on your property, you would have increased exposure. The problem is you're also going to be exposed to all of the oak trees in the Charlotte area because the pollen is very light. It's windborne. It's going to travel miles, if not tens of miles, and you're pretty much going to be exposed to any of the trees that grow in the Charlotte area.
You know what, Doc? When we go out to the car, it's filled with green stuff.
People have been describing it as raining pollen recently. Pollen levels have been very high, in part due to the unseasonably warm winter that we had. A lot of the trees are pollinating earlier and very heavily.
So what's going to come to our rescue? Is rain going to be the answer?
Usually when it rains, it helps to wash the pollen out of the air. So if you are a tree pollen sufferer, you're definitely going to want it to rain. When the weather is dry and windy, that usually creates a scenario where the pollen levels are going to be very high.
Okay. All right. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking to Dr. McEldonnelly this morning. He is with Allergy and Asthma Care Blakeney right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. His patients are coming in for lots of allergy issues right now. Is there a fix-all or is there something simple we can do or is it just as complicated as we think it is?
Well, unfortunately for outdoor pollens, it's very difficult to avoid unless you're inside with your windows closed and you don't go outside. Unfortunately, even if you're outside for a few minutes, that can trigger severe symptoms. So with outdoor allergy, it's very difficult to avoid. Mm-hmm. The usual recommendations are to limit outdoor activities when there are high pollen counts. Keep your windows closed in your home, in your car. And if you've been outside for a long period of time, it does help to potentially change your clothes when you come inside and take a bath or a shower and wash your hair.
When it comes to children and allergies, we don't want to give them too many prescriptions or give them too much over-the-counter medication. So what do you suggest for children?
There are a lot of treatments that are available over the counter these days. A lot of the medications that are over the counter used to be prescription. Some of the starting points for allergy symptoms would be antihistamines like Claritin, Zyrtec, and Allegra. For the most part, they're well tolerated and have low side effects. Usually people will experience some potential sleepiness from taking antihistamines. Allergies themselves can cause people to feel tired. If you're having a lot of nasal congestion or allergy symptoms, it certainly could affect your sleeping as well. And then on top of that, if you are taking an antihistamine that makes you tired, that could compound your problems as well. Usually the older antihistamines like Benadryl or some of the antihistamines that you find in cold remedies tend to be more sedating, however.
Pretty soon we're going to have grass pollen and wheat pollen, right?
There usually is an evolution as far as the pollen. The tree pollens tend to pollinate first, followed by the grass pollen and finally the weeds. Trees cause early springtime symptoms. Grass usually causes symptoms during late spring and summer. And weeds tend to cause symptoms during summer and fall.
Now, we even have to worry about indoor.
Mold can be found both indoor and outdoor. Usually a lot of the mold that is found indoors is actually coming from the outdoors, just like pollen. Whenever you open up your door, open up your window, that outdoor pollen comes inside. You know, with that being said, certainly certain types of mold will grow inside, especially when it's damp and humid. Indoor molds tend to be potentially found in bathrooms, kitchens, or areas where there's been previous water damage.
And if we have indoor mold or dust mites, pet dander, that's going to kick up some issues if we have family members with asthma, correct?
Definitely. Indoor allergens can be a significant risk factor for asthma, mold allergy, dust mite allergy. Those are significant allergic triggers and predispose people to developing asthma symptoms.
I guess we just need to do some spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning will help. You know, a lot of times people who have outdoor allergies also have indoor allergies, and it's a combination of both that trigger severe symptoms. Sometimes people have indoor allergy are actually primed, meaning because of their exposure to indoor allergens, their histamine levels are already high. And then when they're exposed to the pollen, they have pretty much immediate and severe symptoms.
Okay. All right. When do we know that it's really serious? Like, sometimes we just try to fight through and suffer through the season. Do you suggest that we come in to for you to do some tests or analyze what's going on with us?
Well, what I would say is that if your symptoms are not controlled with some of the basic over-the-counter antihistamines, certainly you may consider to come in and get tested. Usually the people who are having, you know, severe symptoms, that are missing work, who are having sinus infections, definitely want to get evaluated. If you're treating your allergies correctly, your symptoms are going to decrease. And what we find is that people who treat their allergies with an allergist, they oftentimes will be less sick because they're having less underlying allergic inflammation and they're having less problems overall.
When we come in to get tested, are you going to give us a skin test? What does that look like, doctor?
The normal way to do allergy testing is by a tech, which is coated with various allergens, and a plastic device is coated with various allergens, and we press it on the skin.
Dr. McEldowney says that right now his office is, you know, pretty busy with patients that are suffering allergies right now. So the best thing we can do is just to get tested.
I think that being tested is very helpful to try to figure out what you're allergic to. Certainly when the pollen levels are high, as they've been, and people are having symptoms, that would be highly suggestive of tree pollens. But sometimes people can be allergic to indoor triggers, which are a little harder to sometimes figure out by yourself. And usually the first line of treatment is avoidance of known triggers. So the testing can be helpful to identify potential indoor and outdoor triggers that you can avoid to decrease symptoms and even potentially decrease medication use.
Good deal. Now, when it comes to the indoor stuff like you were talking about, pet dander is a big one for us. Sometimes we love our kittens and cats, but we're allergic to them.
Pet dander is very common, especially to cats and dogs. And the problem that we have is most people obviously are very attached to their pets. And when allergic to their pets, can cause significant allergy and asthma symptoms. The usual recommendation for people who have severe symptoms of pet allergy is to simply try to remove the pets from the home. Now, obviously, most people don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some recommendations that we give to reduce potential symptoms when there is a pet in the home. For example, probably the first recommendation is trying to keep the pet out of the bedroom. And I think that goes a long way. The second is to try to wash the pet, usually once a week. That oftentimes will just decrease the amount of pet dander they give.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that that the allergen is from the fur, but a lot of the symptoms that people have is from the dander or the skin flakes that become airborne and drive a lot of symptoms.
And then our pets can have allergies as well.
I do hear that, you know, cats and dogs being on Claritin. I've even heard of pets being on allergy shots. Now, we don't do that in our office, though.
Okay. Okay. Having an allergy or having asthma, is that expensive?
Allergies and asthma are very expensive. They cost, you know, the American public probably billions of dollars a year in either medications, doctor's visits, or missed work. So it is a significant problem. You know, when these conditions are treated, that can significantly decrease costs. Like most of the population, I myself also have allergies, so I know how miserable that people can be with their allergies. So for me, it's very rewarding trying to help people, because I do think that in allergy and asthma, we have very, very successful treatments, and there's no reason that people have to suffer from allergies and asthma. Yeah, unfortunately, here, with it being so warm, the allergy season is most of the year, oftentimes February to October, if not November.
Well, we're glad that you're in our area. We're joined this morning by Dr. McElderley. He is with Allergy and Asthma Care Blakeney. Thank you for sharing some tips this morning.
My pleasure.
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family. That's all for now. See you next week.